Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yes, welcome to Keeping the Ball on the Ground. Why the fuck are you standing up? Sit down.
He's went against us.
Already?
Aye.
What?
See, I'm looking shite.
Aye, I just think you look terrible today, aye.
You look like
sometimes, sometimes you look tremendous, but today...
Mob boss, innit?
What's happening?
I'm mob boss.
Take that jacket off so we can actually see what you're wearing.
I think it's alright, not, but I mean, that's what it used to... I mean, that's what it's genuine, that's what it used to be in Miami.
You look Wayne Maldo.
No, what did you say, Mickey Faye Rocky?
Mickey Faye Rocky, yeah. I mean, it's fucking... It's
what's
Miami's
the inspiration behind it?
Miami Vice.
Oh, sorry. Miami Vice.
I think it's this, he's been watching this all week. So I'll come dress a fucking sanitizer bottle.
Freezing in here, huh?
Oh, my days.
What, is a polar bear shaking around in here?
Simon, Valentine's Day.
What a day, mate.
Talk to me about your house. Uh-huh. Looked unbelievable.
Aye, but it was a bad day, mate.
Was it?
Aye. There's a reason I've came in and I'm trying to bring you down today.
Is that?
Aye.
Well, she kept talking about him.
Mate, she baked him a cake.
Wow.
Oh, mate. What a woman.
Aye. Unbelievable.
You're sitting there for dinner, having exchange cards and all that. And then she goes, oh, by the way, wait, make sure you get slain this tomorrow. I've baked him a cake. So I'm feeling a wee bit insecure today.
Aye. Yeah, what film?
Bruce Brogtor.
Ben Dilder.
Mm-hmm. What about stockings? Still got the stockings on?
No, that one.
Did you not get a hold of them by playing footsie with him under the table?
Oh, God.
And he stayed at Clucky's toenails, didn't he? Did that shirt used to be white, by the way?
Wait a minute.
Matches your teeth for. Kev, Kyle household, how did it go?
Do you know what, Si? We had a... She made us an afternoon tea.
For Valentine's Day?
Aye, she sat and put all the love hearts out and pinks and pink, I don't know what, things, and just loads of cakes and sandwiches and sweets and fucking magic.
So was the jet too full?
Fat bastard's been, so it was.
Did you stone the jet? Did the jet...
The jet's finished in here, no?
I don't know.
No, he's took a liking to the other jet.
Wow.
Two jets.
Oh, so they moved in together, haven't they?
Yeah, me and the jet's done.
Mine is the same. She says to me she's dressed up. This is what she wore.
Oh!
See what I mean, mate?
Everyone loves him, mate.
Simon.
Came down with that.
Slaney, you know where it goes.
Great man.
Great, mate.
Nah, I don't want to do it. Beside each other.
Uh-huh, put them next to each other.
Let me do it, you know what I mean? Here's a proposal just before we move on to whatever. The Old Firm next game. Me and you will go live to the world. Me against you, FIFA, all for him. There you go. There you go.
Right, you up for it, Andrew?
Aye, I'm up for it, aye. By the way, what about your Valentine's?
Busy boy. I done had a few last night. In and out, different people's... No in and out of the houses, obviously, with COVID, but Zoom calls, different Zoom calls. You know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah. I was busy, Simon, with the amount of ladies. Yeah. Aye, so I was tired last night.
So are you looking for a new, like, celebrity bird or...?
Aye. What do you think? Who do you think?
No, I know. I just feel as if you need a celebrity.
Like Sonia Jackson or something for EastEnders.
Sonia would be unbelievable, wouldn't it?
Adrian.
Yeah?
Adrian.
Oh.
Faye Rocky.
Do you know, mate, Rocky was my favourite film growing up and I always wanted a shy bird. Because she was dead shy, wasn't she?
Aye.
This isn't a joke, but I'm saying because...
She worked in the pet shop, didn't she?
Aye. But with shy birds, mate, do you not notice that you feel unbelievable, don't you?
So that's your type, shy?
Aye. And hate herself and all that.
Who's the brother, Polly?
That big boy.
Big bully, isn't he?
Shy girls, just at your service, don't
you? Right, yeah, mate. So on that. Say a bit, we're talking about Instagram, isn't it? Walter Smith's on Instagram.
Is he?
Walter Smith's seen on that. Instagram. He put a boohoo code up for boohoo men's last night.
2% off code Walter.
Did he? The code balls out for McGregor. You going to add him?
Yeah, nah, mate, nah. If I need the one-on-one goalie training, I'll give him a call. But
do you know what?
I've met him a couple of times, aye.
What's he like?
Aura.
Legend, isn't he, aye? Yeah. He's got that aura about him.
You never?
He's scary, though. I think he's a bit scary, even though you just talk to him. And I've heard stories, but boys have told me stories in the past, he was intimidating.
Mate, Derek Ferguson said he was scary on Souness.
Yeah, so he did.
Aye?
Aye. He said when Souness was a manager, he was assistant.
I could understand that, though.
Aye. Yeah.
I don't even need to say much with you, Walter.
No.
He can look at you. That's what, when I was at Rangers, that's what Jig said. Jig said the difference between McCoy should walk in here, we'd all hear a chat and a laugh. Walter walks in here, we'd all fucking just sit down and shut up and wait until he spoke.
Mike Dean, he's became a legend after the Rangers
body. Cult hero, isn't he?
Yeah. Whoever sent him the death threats, wow, what a mistake. What a stupid guy, isn't he?
But Jig, I'm a wee bit nervous that he's raging with us now.
Nah.
No, but do you know how he's trying? He's trying to keep that life a wee bit of a secret.
He deserves it, Andy. When people are calling him out, think he's a bitch. He's no.
Are you kidding on?
He's like the wee American guy in Green Street.
What about the one that?
Remember that wee pathetic American guy in Green Street?
Was he American?
Was it Frodo? Wasn't it? Frodo. Frodo, wasn't it?
But I'm in with the firm.
Jenkins, any Scottish referees that maybe we don't even know about yet?
Well, supposedly after we'd done all that, one of the Scottish referees who remained nameless because he doesn't want to be exposed as well, said that one time Bobby Madden and Wally Collum started fighting.
No way.
They ended up getting off each other. who would be a hard Scottish
referee?
Remember Rowbottom? Do you remember him?
John Rowbottom, the Scottish fake poor cleaner. Man, the fake cleaner, that's exactly who that was.
Who's the one that's like the chief one on like Scottish education, who's massive? He used to be one of the big referees. No, it's no. Oh, what's his name again?
What, for Scottish referees?
Scottish referees.
Chuck Dallas?
Hugh Dallas?
No, he's about 6'5". He didn't have a licence, so I can't remember his name.
Referee?
You know who I'll talk about, Paul?
Ian Brines.
Brines, wild.
He's massive. He's
wild,
I know. He's hopeless. Sent me off.
He's half his head.
Sent me off my second ever game in Scotland.
Aye. Did he? What for?
I said I elbowed, I don't know the boy's name, Potter for Inverness.
Potter for Inverness, I don't think they've ever had a Potter.
Right back, left back.
Raven.
Harry. Is it David Proctor?
Proctor. You elbowed fucking David Proctor?
Aye.
Next just guy in Arnold, man.
Fucking he came in, I didn't mean it, he came into the pit on the next day and says, I stupidly jumped up for a head on, accidentally headbutted Big Kev's elbow, and I still couldn't get the, you know, the
opinion?
The video, the opinion, the fucking the clay, the thing of the when you go to the penalties, try and get it overturned, they still wouldn't overturn it, even though the player said it was his fault. So that was Ian Brines, my memory of him.
Right.
Fucking hopeless.
I heard he's...
Have you heard he can go? Have you?
Well, turn come not mad.
What you're saying? He's going to come
to
what
I'm saying here.
What are you saying?
He's half his
seat. Careful what you're saying.
Oh, you're talking about scrapping. What about your man getting second prizes for Wally Gibson?
Aye, Wally Gibson fucking threw you
a bit. Incredible how many messages I've had by off the back of that, honestly. It's so many people saying you shat it for Wally Gibson. And it's so many saying his cousin Wally Pearson's after you or not, so. It's been a fucking
shat.
I played with Wally, son boy. What was he saying?
Just in the tunnel, weren't I? I heard that shout.
Just the usual shite in the tunnel. Football.
Stop doing the fucking tunnel.
You're part of him, aren't you? Uh-huh. Phone him.
Do you want to
phone him? Phone him.
Right.
Andrew Halliday.
Yeah, I've got Wally's number.
No, but
do you want to go get it sorted live on air?
Ah, I get it.
Right, 2 seconds. We can just talk about that game while I get this number.
Aye.
How's it? What's the game like with fans?
What's it like with fans? No, it's the same, mate.
Rubbish, isn't it?
Aye.
Gary Mackay Stevens.
If fans come back, genuinely.
Gary Mackay Stevens is going to be Johnny Sunderland when he grows up, isn't he?
100%.
He is. 100%. Here's Willie, look, ringing.
He's mouthy, isn't he?
Oh, he's got a bit, huh? He can go, mate.
No.
Can he? I'll be not saying a word to him now. I'll not be saying a word to him.
Willie, it's Andy Halliday. I'm just sitting in the tunnel here. Obviously, you've not turned up, so give us a phone back. And
tell him I'm straight back.
Slaney's after you, know.
That guy's far like that, do you?
He's got a bit in it.
Nah, to be fair,
To be fair, Wally will phone him later, man. They'll say it was just a joke.
I'm sorry, Wally. It was only a joke, kid. On. No, I've played against him a few times. We end up having a chat after the game. It's the same shitty football. It's one of the worst shouts, isn't it? That is one of the worst shouts. To be fair, I've been guilty. I'm not passing the buck here. I've been guilty, but it's a bad shout, man.
The worst thing as well is you get taken off just after it, innit? So it's like,
Please. Get us off, man. Like, he's going to end up waiting for me outside after the game.
Brilliant, right.
Can I got a show, Simon, innit?
What?
It's a cracking show.
It's a good start to the show.
It's really enjoyable.
Half it will be cut out, but it is a good start to the show. Celtic, we're going to start with.
Awesome.
Edward, last few weeks, Paul Sloane.
Back to his very best, Simon. We're busy at the start of the season.
So, do you think he's playing for a move?
Some may say that, I wouldn't.
Right, what would you say?
Just whatever was going on at the start of the season. Finally, Neil Lennon's found the right team to play, or the right formation, maybe. Something along the lines, and that should have been done long ago. And when he plays like that, Celtic will win every game.
What was it that impressed about him so much? His touch?
His touch, his arrogance, Simon. Do you know what I mean? I just thought it was excellent.
Kev, can you see him getting a big move in the summer?
It's a hard one, Si, because he's got the ability to get a big move. People might look at this season and think, what happened to him? What is that? If we spend all this money on him, is this going to? Is he got? If he takes the offer, things don't go his way. Is this what odds and Edward we're going to get? But I don't know. I think he deserves a big move because I think he's got the ability to show other people in the world what he's all about. Because here in Scotland, we are deemed as if it's the Farmers League, the usual shit. When really, he could be playing down the Premiership with those types of performances and people would be fucking in awe at the level of performance. Because some of the touches he's got, see, like to roll the defender in the 6-yard box and eventually the composure to put it in the keeper, past the keeper, different class. And I just think that he plays well and Celtic play well, Si. And it's the same thing with all strikers. See, if you don't get the service or don't get the ammunition you need, you're only as good as the service provided you're a striker. And I think Celtic's picked up in the last few weeks. So that's helped him. But it'd be sad for Scottish football to see him go. It'd be a huge blow for Celtic if he was to go, because the way I'm looking at Celtic...
Do you think he could go and play for a top 16 in England?
I think he could.
I watched Jamie Vardy, mate, 34, and Edward's a good bit behind in terms of how he works. And
I think he could go somewhere to then go there.
Similar to what
Dembele done. Going to Lyon, obviously, now at Athletic Madrid. But I agree with you,
top goal scorer.
He's a big reason why Celtic have dominated over the last obviously number of years, but especially him in the last couple. You're talking about 3-4 best players in the league. He's definitely one of them, and it's a wee bit surprising he's top goal scorer in the league, though, isn't it? Because we've been talking about all season how he's been off it, and
is he top goal scorer?
Top goal scorer in the league.
Six games in a row he scored or something.
Maybe even more, but he's obviously a top player. I would be, you're saying Jamie Vardy, I wouldn't be surprised if Leicester come in for him.
Yeah, I think that's
do you think,
one. But
do you
he doesn't, for me, in a one up front, he doesn't play ahead of Jamie Vardy.
No.
I know, but Jamie Vardy, what, 33, 34? 34, so maybe it's just a case of him being the next.
Do you think, Simon, I'll ask you this, because obviously, see the way he plays up in Scotland, it looks like he's maybe no trying effort wise. Do you think if he went somewhere else and had to adapt, he'd be a bit more like energetic and stuff like that? Do you think that's, or do you think the way he is now in Scotland, that's the way he's going to be? Or do you think, like,
if he's going to be like that down south, mate, you'll not be
able to. Do you think Scottish football is maybe, I'm not saying too easy for him, because Scottish football isn't easy, but he seems to have adapted to Scottish football quite comfortably and can kind of raise things as and when he needs. Do you think if he was asked to have this level every week?
He has got that lax playstyle, so I think. See, if you're not playing well, sometimes it's easy to say these players aren't working hard. But I agree with Si in the fact that the intensity down there is on our level.
Do you think he could play with, like, you're talking about Leicester, I think he could play with a Vardy, behind Vardy, just
Peter
be
Marshall.
That link-up player guy, or do you think
Peter
he
Marshall.
Has to be...
I think that's Madison's role, isn't it?
I know.
I think if it's if he's going to go there, he's battling for the spot.
He has to be the number nine.
I think he's more than good enough to go down there. Definitely more than good enough. But I think it's like everyone, if they're going to go down and compete at a higher level, higher competition, then they'll need to improve. And I think he will. He's still young.
I agree. I think he's definitely capable. Just watch Harry Kane. Yeah, but you know what, he's sprinting from full back to centre back. That's what top players do.
My granny runs faster than Harry Kane, though. He's so slow and fat.
I've not appreciated how good Harry Kane is till maybe the last year or so.
Nah, he's brilliant.
Like, he's unbelievable.
I think every season he scores 30 goals.
Cannot watch him, man.
That's just a one off. He'll know it again next year and he keeps
doing
it.
But it's his all round play. Yep.
Too fast,
see when he drops
Andy.
Deep and he links up and he gets turned, they'll play in
sort of.
Look at that switch
he's got this year for Son.
Ridiculous.
That's what I mean. That's where Edward needs to get that wee bit, raise his game that bit.
Aye,
be a
but
top
he can.
Player.
He definitely
can.
No, he
definitely
can.
So
I,
do you think
he
won't be away?
Aye, 100%.
I think he'll definitely be shooters there. Celtic, one of Celtic's probably main objectives going into the summer will be to keep him, but it's going to be hard because with how well he's done and.
I don't think I don't think he's got long left in the contract, has he?
I'm not too sure.
He's only got another year or so. So in terms of keeping a hold of him, you know, if somebody comes in and says there's maybe 15, 20 million quid or whatever the market value is for him at that point, it's very hard to keep him for Celtic to say no to that money, and secondly to keep him happy at the club. What are you going to offer him, because he's done the last 3, 4, 5 seasons what Celtic can only offer him again, and that's, you need a change because he's become stale.
Can I yet replace him, Paul, or did somebody has in? No.
Similar to my granny again, too fat and slow. No, I don't think so. I think
he's as horny as your granny, though.
No chance. No. The way she goes about that living room is unbelievable. Hey, Kevin.
Is that what you said?
No, goes about Kevin. No, I think your Jetty might be actually all right, Simon, as a goal scorer, but has to lose a bit of timber before they sort of classed him as that. I think Celtic need to look at. I'm looking at the boy Shankland. Simon.
What, you take Shankland, would you?
Aye, absolutely. I think he's excellent. Starting for Scotland, there you go.
Right?
Aye.
Over who, Dykes?
No.
What, go to up?
Aye. And, can I ask you a point here?
Can I ask you a point?
Andy, just to go off subject for a few seconds, Derek said that an unbelievable, but I don't know if it's true or no. They're celebrating in a good run, right? Is it they're doing this because they're not to play for? Would you agree with that?
Nah.
You agreed with him? What are you saying, no for?
I know.
Celtic are never going to be in that slump the full season. No. They've got too good of players and too much quality to end up turning around. But I still think, it's still probably too early to say they've completely turned a corner. But undoubtedly, the last 3-4 performances have been much better. The Motherwell game, albeit they won 2-1, they were very good for 60, 70 minutes. St Mirren, they were excellent. And the weekend, they were all good as well. So,
but they've improved off the ball. They're much better off the ball. They're not conceding the chances. And
I don't believe as if you're at Rangers and Celtic as well, you've never no got something to play for.
Mm-hmm.
Because players
game,
are playing for the future. Like players are playing for a bit of personal pride as well. So, aye, I don't.
I think if you're in the Celtic squad and now you're looking at what's happened, and obviously you're going to lose a league to Rangers, and there's some players in that team aging, there's some came in loan, and there's some people that are going to have to go back to clubs. So, if you don't put in performances now to the end of the season, the club's going to have to invest somewhere anyway, because what's there the now isn't going to be good enough to take them forward next year and compete with Rangers. So they're going to have to invest. So by that thought of investing, the players that are there now are actually playing for me, like, not their futures, but they're playing to be part of what's going to happen next season, because I think Celtic need to go into the market next year and sign at least 4 or 5 quality players.
Mm. And what positions?
Going to need a striker, because if they lose Edward, Griffiths has no been, like, Griffiths for me is brilliant, but he's no somebody you can rely on every week at the minute, because he's in the team and out of the team. Maybe that's down to fitness or lack of game time, whatever it may be, that might come.
In and out like his man.
Big Shane Duffy at the back's been poor. Aya wants to get away. Julian's been injured. Left back, Greg Taylor's come in, lacks
he's been excellent,
been
by the way, a wee shout out.
Greg Taylor's come back.
Greg Taylor's been brilliant.
Scott Brown, can he go on forever? Ayeti's come in at £5 million, not exactly hit the ground running. Obviously, they've got Jamesy Forrest to come back, so Slaney, that'll change absolutely everything.
Absolutely.
But I think there's opportunities there, Si, where players are playing for positions and stuff, and they've got to put in, keep things fresh in their mind, because the way it looks now, that nothing's changing.
Mm. But like so, I said before, about, like, James Forrest comes back, but where does he play in a diamond?
Centre half.
Why?
Duffy out, Forrest then.
Well, just go and play, or?
Yeah, man.
Start
heading the back. Just take
people on.
1v1 at the back.
Could be a goal for it fair though.
He's best player in Scotland.
Right, ready? The club have made a statement yesterday, so I'm just going to read it to you, alright? Not make any hasty decisions that we might regret, and the big decisions will be made calmly and rationally. Is that the right approach to take when a likely rebuild is on the cards?
You're looking at me, but I think Slaney's got to take this one.
Right, come on then, what's your thoughts? What's that saying to Celtic fans, Paul Slane?
You're not making any head.
Kev, what's it saying to Celtic fans while he reads that? Andy, read him that.
It just basically means that they're not going to, because Peter Law is going to be leaving at the end of the season and the new CEO's coming in. There's that transition that's going to have to happen. So you either put that decision on Peter Lowell, who's not going to be there for the future of that decision, or you leave the decision to the new CEO who will be there to deal with that decision. So for me, there's no point in making an irrational decision because it might be wrong. They've got to just take their time, but they can't take too much time, Simon, because how many games are left this season? About 10, 11 games or something? Then you've got the summer holidays. You've got to try and be prepared, like Rangers were at the beginning of this season, where they did all their business early. They got players up to speed and were able to start the season with the ground running with us. If Celtic end up making the decision too late, they might end up finding themselves in the same position again.
Who's that player trying to get again?
Well, he's wanting the two.
Johnny Wilkinson?
Gavin Hastings, centre half for a second.
Gary Logan's husband, wasn't it?
Why him though? No, they've got Forrest.
I still want Forrest and Rugby, didn't they?
does that tell you that Lenny will be there next year or not, Paul?
I don't think he will be, Simon. As I've said, I've heard strong rumours. You could actually change the word rumours to facts.
Right?
Sean Maloney will be the Celtic manager.
No, he won't.
Well, he's saying it's fact.
Oh, wait.
So, is it fact?
Yeah.
No.
No, I think that there is. It's starting to build a bit of momentum, though.
Is it? I did see someone on the internet after you mentioned
but
it.
But see.
Who are we? What's the Miley Cyrus fan? Martinez?
This is actually got to be serious for once. With Celtic, and I know you've said it in the past, you don't like talking about who's going to be the manager when there's a manager at the end. Listen, who's out there you think could take it? I'm not saying Lennon's going to leave, but I'm saying who you think it's a good fit to take the job. This goes to all three panellists.
Pedro.
Would you?
Senior.
Andrew, what about you? Who jinks out there? I'm not saying Lennon's going to leave. I know you're big pals with Lennon.
It's not my job to say who'll replace him.
No.
Off the back of the statement, what I will say is probably been a long time coming before the Celtic board actually came out and told the Celtic fans what's happening, because there was that review start of December, going on to obviously the start of January. For a couple of 2-3 week period, results sort of stayed the same, and I think Celtic fans were a bit uneasy and wanting some sort of communication to appease them. Whether that did or no, I'm not sure. But we knew there was going to be some sort of rebuilding job, where it was on the pitch, all through. I do think it's good that we've obviously started making decisions now, and I don't disagree that they said obviously they don't want to get rushed into making any hasty decisions, whether that's what Paul says, that they're trying to look for the right men in different departments for the right job. I'm not sure, but I'm not sure if that statement appeased the Celtic fans or not.
Kev, what do you think of this director of football?
I don't like directors of football.
What? Why not?
I just always think that when you're the manager of a team, this is just from my experience, any manager of a team, he's the one that's made the decisions whether you get a new contract, you sign this player, that player. The fact that there's a director who then goes and does all that and then comes to managers and says, right, we've got this guy, what do you think? I'm not really...
Gerrard's got one.
I know, but that's
every team now, Kev,
I don't see the role, just a waste of a fucking job. Director of football, so who's Gerrard's one?
Ross Wilson.
Ross Wilson.
Right, so he goes to him is he the recruitment guy?
I think it's basically a director of football, basically the same as a head of recruitment.
There's obviously directors of football and then there's recruitments. So if it's a specialist person who's designed to go and get players, I'm all for that, because a manager can't be going watching games all the time, looking at. But if it's a director of football who is making decisions between the manager, then that, I sometimes don't like that. If it's a recruitment thing, then I think Celtic need to look at that, because I don't think the recruitment in the past season has been great.
I think what a director of football will give you is that stuff like this probably won't happen again, where Celtic have actually got a long-term structure, a long-term plan, and it's not a rebuilding job. So whether they do have a poor season or players come and go.
But they've obviously got one, and they're going to have to do this. So
this director of football. What was his name?
The guy from the old Bournemouth guy that said in the paper has been interviewed as well.
Mm, well,
think it's support you. Short of Sean Maloney gets it, he's wanting Danny McGrain as his director.
Danny McGrain, aye. And rightly so. Mm-hmm. But here, do you know what I heard, by the way, that Brighton, and I think a lot of Premier League clubs do it, and you might actually be able to agree with me here or no, I've heard that clubs now go based on stats, right?
Brentford did, mate.
Brentford, aye. Aye. Brentford's a famous
one. What is the actual story here? Is it, so even if somebody was, everybody's saying he's brilliant and get player of the year and all that, but if he didn't meet their criteria or whatever, yeah, it is, they wouldn't
that's
sign
it.
Him?
Yeah, that's
I read a lot at like XG and
so I think it's like
expected goals, expected assists, how many numbers, how many chances they've created, appearances. I think a lot of clubs are big on how many games players have played though, experience wise. And I think another thing with Brentford is they don't sign players under 26.
Six, yeah, because they can't resell them.
Because they know as a club that they want to have sell on assets. See, to be honest, it's worked.
So am I right or wrong in saying this, Andy? So if they're looking for a defensive midfielder, you go to the manager and say, what do you want for a defensive midfielder? He says, I want somebody that makes tackles and plays the ball. They'll then go to a database and see who makes the most tackles and who plays the most successful 5-10 yard passes.
Do you agree with that?
Well, listen, see if it works for you. It's been
successful for them, isn't
it?
And Brighton supposedly did as well, I've heard.
Dundee United have got a guy that they use. I read an article the other week there.
Aye, I think I've heard something like that.
And they've got a wee, I think it might be like a boy in the Far East or India or something like that, and basically some kind of computer whiz kid. Young guy, 17, 18, and basically does all these stats things, and then he reports back to Dundee United and says, this guy fits your criteria, and then I think then somebody goes and watches him. But for me,
was there no something to say like Football Manager or something?
Oh, I don't know.
He was Murphy's favourite game Football Manager. I think the boy was something to do with that.
He was in running for the job at Murphy.
Yeah.
The guy beat him.
You know, there was a wee guy on Twitter, right? It was when Brendan Rodgers was Celtic manager. The wee guy was writing on Twitter how he would go about beating Celtic in certain games, how they set up in that. And somebody at Celtic seen it and showed Rodgers it, and he brought him in and gave him a job.
Mate, he's doing it at Leicester.
He's doing it at Leicester, well,
no. No way.
Swear to God, aye. Must have been good, but the boy, if he's wow.
But was it you when you emailed him as well?
Mind me. How come he offered you a job?
Fuck, I was trying to wind him up, man.
Oh, he was giving you, he was going to give you your old job back, wasn't he?
Aye, that place, he's it behind you. Had enough of you.
Right, see, it's for Aberdeen on Wednesday. Aberdeen have not scored a goal in their last five games. Aberdeen fans are very much intrigued into the show and their opinions on it. Is time running out for them?
I don't think so. This season's I know we kind of keep making excuses this season, but you're just seeing it everywhere. Teams are just not the same. And I think what he's done at that club, if he wants to go then, that's fine. But I think what he's done at Aberdeen, he at least deserves a season, next season, to have a go at it again. And then if it's still the same, then maybe it comes to the decision to move on. But
but see, when you say that, can that same argument not be made for Neil Lennon?
I still think, well, when you're
talking, you know what I mean? One bad season.
But what I would say is you're talking about Dennett McInnes, he's been there for 9 years, and you can't even say he's no progressed Aberdeen. Neil Lennon, listen, I've told you 100 times, like, I'm not going to sit here and say Neil Lennon shouldn't have been the job, but I do think it's a different situation. Celtic won 9 trophies in a row, 9 leagues in a row. So I don't change my stance.
So Dennett McInnes took them from there to there.
I don't change my stance for what I said last week, because they dropped points again. I do think that the very least Dennett McInnes should get us to the end of the season.
I think the difficulty with the Aberdeen situation is that there's a really good argument for both sides. So there's a good argument for the fans due to results and performances, but there's also a really good argument from Dennett McInnes' side, is that, wait a minute, what have I done in 9 years? We always keep saying they finished second or third, and obviously some Aberdeen statistic guy said that that's not the case, we finished whatever behind us.
And they finished fourth last year.
So there's an argument for both, but for me, I said it last week, better the devil you know, or whatever that fucking stupid saying is. let Aberdeen get their way, Aberdeen fans get their way, and see McInnes at the door and see what they bring in and see how things go. And then down the line, you better turn and say, was that a good decision that we got rid of Dennett McInnes? It's all right keeping the fans happy, but it's the long term of the club that really the board and the committee and whatever it is, the chairman, that's what they matter most about. And for me, Aberdeen, I think Dennett McInnes, has he become stale? No, because I don't think that's the case. I think what's happened is he's having to sell good players, because Slaney summed it up at the beginning there. This year's been different. This year, Aberdeen's probably one of the biggest clubs in the Scottish League that's suffered the most financially. So they've had to sell Cosgrove, they've had to sell the boy at the back, McKenna.
Right.
They've got rid of Wright. So they're selling good players. You see a good player, you can't even compete with the rest. Yeah. That's just facts.
And it must be so hard to be a manager.
Especially
so hard to be a manager.
Especially at A-teams when you lose your best player. need to go and, with no money, you need to go and try and get somebody to similar standard.
They're not out there.
Fans always sympathise when it's other people's clubs and other people's managers as well. Look at Klopp. Liverpool fans, some Liverpool fans want Klopp out.
No, it's crazy.
He's won their first Premier League title a year ago.
Champions League.
Because people say as well, I've heard it on Twitter and Instagram, McInnes has brought in three players now, but it's three completely different players types than Wright and Hedges. So the whole game plan this season, get the ball into Wright and Hedges in the pockets. Now you can't play like that because you've not got players to do.
And I've absolutely no doubt it's not with the budget that he wanted, and it's nowhere. It's probably not on the same salary that the three previous strikers were on. So it's like I said last week, I do sympathise from. We're talking about rebuilding jobs. He's basically got a rebuilding job every year.
Yeah.
And but then, anybody that comes in there, they're not going to be saying, right, you're the new manager of Aberdeen. Here's 2 or 3 million quid to spend, and here's 500 grand a year in wages. That's just not going to happen. So who's going to come in and do a better job? They might get a wee fucking jolt at them for a couple of games, but Dennis McInnes might turn them around in a couple of games.
They're on a bad run though, aren't they?
Oh, they're on a bad run.
That's what we mean though. We're saying that we're not justifying the results or performances. You go 5 goals without a goal, it's hard to defend it, just saying that managers may make a hard time.
Five games without a goal, but no strikers.
No striker. And I actually watched the highlights last week.
They've signed the strikers now, Hornby, Cambéry, and Hendry.
Watching the highlights as well, wasn't it? It didn't look like a great game.
What, that game at the weekend? And the wind was horrendous. But Dale's hair never moved once.
No, perfect, mate.
Shockwaves are
consistent with that.
It's got to be shockwaves, mate. There's nothing else that we told it on.
No,
it's consistent with that. Good on him.
Dax Wax.
Could a result at Celtic Park potential turning point for Aberdeen? Can you see them getting anything, Kev?
No, for the reasons of Aberdeen. They're not going to score because they're struggling to score, and Celtic's turned the corner a wee bit, and I think that it could be a big result actually. Is it Wednesday night?
Yeah.
I think it could be. I think Celtic could get a few goals there.
Yeah, you're right.
I genuinely think that it could be a 3-4 job if Celtic go about their business properly. Just depends on what teams are being put out. But there's one thing for sure, Derek McInnes will get his players trying. And that's all you can do. If it doesn't work out for you, it's I don't know. They need to start getting something, because Hibs are into third now and they're pulling away in third. They're 4 points clear in third. Both teams played the same games. Hibs, if Aberdeen lose on Wednesday and Hibs are going, that's 7 points. You're going to fancy Hibs to finish third, which would be incredible. So it's just going to hit, I don't know. I just think that Celtic will maybe knock 3 or 4 past Aberdeen on Wednesday.
You go with that, Paul?
Aye. Uh-huh. But they will turn it around, Aberdeen.
See, when you look at Aberdeen, I always think a manager should go when the players are on the plate. I never watch Aberdeen and think, right, they're not playing for McInnes.
They're always trying.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll turn around.
So again, I agree. I don't fancy them to take something off Celtic.
Nah. Right, Rangers, Ryan Jack. Proud of him.
Aye, what a finish.
Is he's got it in his locker?
I wouldn't say he's got that in his locker, because he doesn't always shoot outside the box. And if he does, he's always made like a slew, a finesse. But what a finish, to be fair. And it was a game where, listen, I thought Rangers were very good out of possession. I know that's not what you should associate Rangers against Kilmarnock way at home, but again, 90 minutes didn't really look like conceding. They weren't great, never created many chances. And the only real moment of magic in the game was that, and it was a hell of a strike, to be fair.
I wanted to ask you actually as well, Cambéry, what's he like? Do you think he'd be a good signing for Aberdeen?
Aye, Cambéry, no, honestly, don't mean that's in any disrespect, but I was really shocked with Flo in training, because
millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which
is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
You know, when you were signing a striker at that point, it was somebody to come in and to be a backup to Alfredo. And not even that, when Alfredo didn't play 9 times out of 10, Jermaine Defoe was going to play.
Yeah.
So we always thought he was going to come in and be a third choice striker. But he gave us problems when he did play for Hibs. And see, when he came in, he was good? I was very good in training.
Was he?
I was impressed with him.
But technically,
good feet for a big man. Yeah. Willing runner. And when he played, he actually done well. And it got to the point where I was pretty confident Rangers were going to go and try and sign him in the summer. I generally was. Obviously, it didn't turn out, but I think it would be a good signing for Aberdeen.
He said he's always wanted to play for Aberdeen. Aye, remember he said that.
What a shout that was.
I was wondering, you're only on loan, man. Calm down.
There's some classic cases then, though. Uh-huh. Boys brought up 6,000 miles away, but they supported Rangers and Celtic with all the boys.
Mate, bizarre. See, with Defoe, was he brilliant?
Did he, bro?
See, in training that? What was he like?
Unbelievable.
Was he?
Aye. Best finisher I've ever played with, hands down.
Did he ever like speak to Morelos and all that?
Aye.
Did he?
All the time.
Were they tight?
Aye, all the time.
Will he take him out with a bag of boys?
No, but did he ever.
No, but he did. He would always take him away. To like finishing after, it would always be there too. And your favourite Michael Beale, just doing a bit of finishing. Oh, but, aye.
Has Beale got a curly tour, can he?
No, he's technically decent.
Has he? Got a bit?
Has he?
That coach in Brazil, wasn't it?
You see some coaches, mate, and they're telling you this and telling you that. Horrible. So you're going to get the fuck you tell me what did they?
I know. What kills me is fat fitness coaches. How can you be an overweight fitness coach?
Crazy, man. Crazy. 4 wins away for the title, Paul. You dreading it?
Aye.
Simon, are you going to put shutters on the windies, isn't it?
Oh fuck, Simon, I'm going to try to get a flight out of here.
To where? Amsterdam.
Only one, please. That could lead me to that again. Simon, I don't know.
See, with my boy acting like Craigan, my youngest, if I put him on a flight to Amsterdam, he'd come back different.
I can back a man.
Uh-huh, I might do that.
He deserves that. He deserves that. You need to get that Craigan out of his soul. So, no, Simon, I'll listen. Listen, the question after that is the one I'm really interested in.
Alright, well, we'll ask Kev this then. Kev, think it'll come down to the Celtic game?
It'll come, it possibly will, aye.
Celtic will not want that.
Oh, Celtic will not want that, but me personally, I'd be thinking, right, we've lost the league, let's give ourselves some bit of pride
and stop them down at
Celtic Park. That's how I would look at it. But I think by the time it gets to that point, I think Rangers, and Andy probably agree with me, and most Rangers fans probably need to pick themselves up a wee bit.
Yeah.
Aye.
Because I think they're not playing great, but ultimately...
Don't you pick yourself up, you'll break your hands.
No, I know. They're not playing great, but they're getting results, and that's all that matters. And I think, like, to win a league's tough. Like, in any division across any league across the world, it's tough, and Rangers are just grinding it right out to, like, fair play to them. Like Saturday's game against Kilmarnock wasn't great on the eye, it was tough, but a one bit of magic's got them the 3 points, and I think by the time it comes to the Celtic game, the form will get the wind, because it's an old form, and I genuinely think that Celtic will be in a better frame of mind to give Rangers more of a game like they did at Ibrox the last time, but you just don't know what happens. But I think between now and then, looking at the fixtures, I have looked at the fixtures actually, I think both teams will win their next three games quite comfortably.
Yeah, but so. I know we're getting to that, but I think Europa League will help Rangers.
Aye.
They're
needing something to get them going again. It's as if, like, right, we've had this period of, we're now clear, the players aren't going to say it, but in their heads they know it. The league's won. And they're just ticking over to that point. Somebody says, right, clap hands, well done, guys, superb. But the Europa League, I think, is this weekend, Thursday?
Aye, Thursday.
That'll probably get their season going again, because if they turn up against Antwerp, like they did against Motherwell the week before, and... Hamilton and... what do you call them at the weekend there? Kilmarnock. Antwerp will probably give them more of a game than they two will, and they might struggle, but I think this could be the one that gets them going again. And because like,
a big difference as well though is that Morelos will be back for that.
Of course it will, Simon, and like, it's good for Scottish football if Rangers can go on and beat Antwerp and get into, what would that take them to, the quarterfinals of Europa? And then if the league's wrapped up by the time the next round comes round, it's a free hit at it.
Walter Smith put a picture on Instagram and they didn't he then finger an Antwerp top.
Oh, was he? He's, but I've heard he's like that though.
Well, he can go.
Oh, I've heard he's right.
Maybe fuck. Mental.
Well, do you think he'll be going over at the scrap?
Maybe not because of COVID, but back in the day, he'd been a couple of days earlier.
What was that you were saying? What was that you were saying before they start the show? Is Gerard leaving in summer?
Brilliant, Paul. Right, here's the question you've been waiting for. The club are investigating a reported COVID breach among their players. This is the last thing they need, isn't it?
Absolutely, Simon. When you date, when you make a mistake,
they deserve to be punished.
Okay, the first time, that's fine. Everybody learns from mistakes. They didn't learn from mistakes. They should be deducted 19 points.
We didn't know who it was, but it's the last thing.
We're still the two. We're still the two behind, Paul.
That's it.
Aye, not in a season where they've been almost pretty faultless. On off the pitch, it's the last thing they need, but. Got to say, listen, we don't know if it's true yet. That's what I will say. But obviously, with the Rangers coming out with a statement, it's if it probably is true.
Seen
but what are you saying? I was there.
Have you heard that? I got them up and then grassed them.
What I will say is the players in question, if they've done it, I don't know how you can be that daft after seeing what the manager did with the last two. Because once the last two boys were obviously caught out with a COVID breach, they've not kicked the ball for Rangers again. They're not even at the club. So if it's true and the boys when they're investigated it's true, obviously you've got to worry for their future because Gerard was pretty strict on the last two boys that had COVID breaches.
The Rangers are on the verge of stopping 10 in a row and winning their first league title in whatever many years, and you've got two players deciding to go out and have a wee jolly up in a party that could jeopardise, because that Nicola Sturgeon, the first minister, said that
red card.
Like, one more, and like, who knows what somebody could have done? It's just that it probably won't happen, and Rangers will deal with it. But imagine being the two players, and Steven Gerrard has you in the office that Monday morning.
I've never heard that.
They must be shit.
Remember that driver in the Monday morning that you're going to get.
The gaffer phones you on a Sunday, and they say that you come into my office tomorrow and go to the change room, just come straight to my office. Like, oh,
do you know what's worse though?
And he's standing with him.
Do you know what's worse? Do you know what's worse though? If it's like a Saturday and they say, come see me Monday.
So the Sunday that you're fucking like that.
You're sweating for 2 days. That's worse.
Mate, the story we used brilliant with the one in America, the pizza.
The pizza.
Mate, that's amazing. Have you told that?
That was the longest day of my life for me.
Did you need to go down and see Lennon and Thompson and say sorry?
Went to his room first and said, can I speak to you? And he went, fuck off, I'll speak to you later.
Then the meeting. I can't remember.
But everyone was just looking at us the full day like,
you're fucked. Every 2 minutes, like, mate, what, you must be fucking shit.
The only good thing is me and we girls are the same. If you're on your end, then that's horrible.
When I was young at Sunderland, we used to get your 7-8 weeks as a YT. So it was on the Sunday and the Monday, but I'm supposed to be back on the Tuesday. I got a phone call on the Monday. Hello, Kevin, it's Lisa from the office. The gaffer's just wondering why you're not in training today. I was like, no, but we're supposed to be back tomorrow. She says, no, you're supposed to be in the day. I was like, oh, fuck.
That is the worst
thing. So George McCartney, who lived in Belfast at the time, he was like coming over on the boat and driving over because he had the car. I swear to God, see the conversation that me and him had in the car for 4 hours, didn't say a fucking word. The two of us were fucking shaking like Slaney's arm, right? And fucking... On the Monday morning, we didn't even go to see our youth team manager. It was straight to Peter Reid's office, and we stood outside his office for like 20 minutes. The two of us just still not even speaking. And then 20 minutes later, the gaffer was like, right, come in. So you two, you fucking... And he went through, as I swear to God, man, I was fucking shaking inside. I actually thought...
Peter Reid's quite scary, isn't
it? I thought I was going to hear a breakdown. And he says, I'm going to give you a written warning and a verbal warning and see this club... You only get two. If you get two of one, so if you get two verbals or two writtens, that was you out of the club. So that was us both sitting on mine. I swear to God, I was.
The carry was the scariest, mate. He was the scariest of Canio, mate.
Was he?
Oh my god.
Oh no, Peter Reid put the fear of death out of me.
He used to always do this thing where he would come right up to your face and start fucking smashing his head with his fingers, mate. He must have like metal fingers.
Did you feel
like
laughing or were you actually scared?
Mate, that was the thing too, Sonny. He sometimes wanted to start laughing, eh? Because the things that he would say and do, but he was so scary, man. So scary.
That's a classic Italian, like.
But he fucking smashes it. Is that not worrying you, man?
Did he try catch you if you were out a night out?
Nah, he caught me all the time. Mate, we used to be out and you'd look out and he would be looking in the pub and you'd be hiding behind unbelievable.
But you're right, he never drank of that, eh?
He liked the red wine. And,
oh, did he?
But he would take us out as well for pizza and beers and red wine. He'd be fine with that, but see if you went out on a Saturday night, man. The poison, he fucking hated it, eh?
What if you were playing on them Tuesday or something?
Anything. We were in every day, mate. We were in 7 days a week.
Do you like that?
No. Are you kidding? Mate, we once counted it 63 days in a row we were in. Days in a row. Obviously, you played Tuesday, dream, Saturday mate. Down there, so...
That is my dream.
What, being in all
day? I hated days off.
Did you?
Do you know what's weird, right? And you're going to hate me for this. I was actually the ultimate pro. That's mental.
Oh, I sure you were, aye.
No, mate, when I left, I fucked. But see, when I was there, mate, I used to go inside at 8. I never actually stayed in the gym or anything training, but I used to go in at 8 and leave training at 5. But I was just in talking to everybody, I think I've told that.
That's what an ultimate pro does, though, isn't it? They stay in the later just to fuck about and talk to kids.
I never
fucking idiot.
Playing pool on shit like that.
I never ever trained harder.
But no, see, obviously being an ultimate pro and that, see if a manager came to you and says, like, listen, you, like, I'll see you Monday, what would you do?
No, done up.
Aye, just.
Nah. Why did they do that and they just tell you they're in?
To get the fear into you, innit?
Aye.
But see, when you were young and you were like, everyone was talking about you, what was that like?
That's confusing.
No, but seriously though, because it must have been hard.
Mate, it's actually weird. I actually did deal with the first team manager when I was 12.
You know did
what?
You?
Aye. First team manager used to phone when I was 12 year old.
What, to get you a sign?
Now, I'm actually just saying things now to get you out of this fucking rubbish. Here, Simon, see, just own the, and I don't want to go on about it anymore, the Rangers thing. I've never seen a team only two players go. There you go.
Oh, you think there was more?
I've never seen two players just go.
I couldn't get a hold of him Saturday night either. Oh. They were all about big house, weren't they?
Here, drink. Who drink Gerard to go to then?
Who do you go to?
He's some man. Antwerp, Kev, can you get someone?
Aye.
Yeah.
I think we can. I think when we've doubted Rangers in Europe going away from home, they're better away from home for some reason. They seem to go out and do get results. I think they can go over there. A draw would be amazing. A goal scoring draw would be amazing come back, but I think they could go over there and win it. There's no reason why they couldn't go over there and put in a big performance. Morelos back. Will he go straight back at the team? I think he probably will.
God, didn't
he? Definitely.
Aye. No, I think they could. I don't know how Antwerp's doing this in the league, but don't really fucking care. I just think Rangers could go over there, and I think I'd love to see Rangers go over there and get a result, because I just think it'd be good for them, good for Scottish football. There's no reason why they kind of get through quarter finals, potentially give themselves a good look at the draw and hopefully progress on.
What are Antwerp? Belgian.
Belgian.
Michon.
Michon. Everything about them. Uh-huh. Hopefully, speak to him, man.
Kyle Lafferty signed for Kelly. We'll start with Andy. Did you play with Andy? Huh?
Aye.
Rocket, innit?
Oh my god. Fucking crackpot. Class though, mate. Class. I say that like, he's similar to Jason Cummins where like, he gets a bad rep. Like, because he is a character and he is full of carry on, but I've never seen him no try in training. I've never seen him no work hard. And any time he played, he always worked hard and gave his all. I think it's a good signing for Kilmarnock.
You need somebody like him,
aye.
Is he a good finisher, Kyle Lafferty?
He is a good finisher, aye. I wouldn't say he's unbelievable. I wouldn't fancy if we've had 10 shots to score 9 of them, but he's a handful. He is a handful, and I think he'll do well. And, mate, we're talking about Aberdeen struggling to score goals. Kelly's struggling to score goals as much as anyone in the league, so I think it will be a good signing.
Good signing for your old club, Kev. You go along with that?
I would agree, aye, because I think he's... for me, the Kamali, they look a bit fucking flat. I think maybe like a character, somebody to come in there and see them up a bit, I think might help. The last kite that came in round about this time fucking into Kilmarnock sorted them out a few years ago, so hopefully this kite will do the same. I was just thinking there when I got this topic in last night, I played against Kyle Lafferty like in 2003-04 when he played for Burnley, and he's fucking still playing. Is he like, does he age? Is he fucking
playing for us or
something? Sure. I don't know.
34 is
he? Where was it he went last year? Norway, was it?
Italy he went to, didn't he?
Was it Italy?
He played with Dybala.
You want to play with Dybala?
He played with Dybala.
Who's that again? Palermo?
Palermo.
You go play the Euro for Dybala. Player
of the year. I swear to God.
They're player of the year, aye. Heard he's really clever, Andy, really bright in that.
Aye. Very bright.
You like him, Slaney?
No.
No, I don't know. No caring about him. Because Kelly have got Kabamba, but he's a Scottish Firmino, and he hates
I thought he was unbelievable.
I think he's decent.
No, in general play, I think he's good, decent, but he...
I thought he was going to be unbelievable, that guy. Remember we sell it absolutely first game? Him, aye. And just, I don't know. If, I think I've seen him since. And honestly, I don't think I've seen him play since.
He's played the last couple under Big Tam, right?
Has he?
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Wright, a Rangers man.
Who do you think is Kelly's best player?
Finlay.
He's not playing though.
Got your hearts.
No, he's gets three Kelly players. Except for Finlay and Kabamba and Lafferty that we spoke about.
The boy Conor McGregor in the midfield's no bad. What do you call him?
Yeah. Power.
Power. He's spitting down with Conor McGregor.
Fake hard man. Oh, fake hard man.
Oh.
Three Kelly players, Slay. Three of your favourites.
Fulton. Remember him?
Stevie Fulton.
Remember him?
Stevie Fulton. Boydie.
What a strike force that is, isn't it? Two boulders.
Fulton was a midfielder.
Was he? Staff at tap.
How did Nocky in the midfield?
Yeah, I don't see.
Is actually no name for your Kelly players?
Nah. Mate, see, the thing is, but right, and this isn't it. I've been quite disrespectful towards Scottish football because I don't watch a lot of it, right? But what I'm needing for the Scottish game is, and I'm not talking about being a clown, don't be pulling your pants down on the pitch, I'm not talking about that, Si. I need characters to come out, and that doesn't mean, as I said, pants down and doing mad things on the pitch. I need to see a bit of belief when you're on the pitch.
Something, show something.
It shows something. So when I grew up, guys like the man that shouldn't be named, he played with Mother. Rat heat, the rat tail.
Faddy.
Yeah. Guys like that, at Hearts, Hartley, Presley, like, weren't hopeless the two of them put together, but they were big names.
Yeah.
Big, you didn't want to go there. Whatever. And I need them to believe. You know what I mean? This.
Well, what about like Porteous at Hibs? He's a bit like that.
Nah, he's no, Simon. He's no like that. And that's where I don't know enough of these guys.
Right.
Even when you need to come out a wee bit and gaze more, I think.
Express yourself a bit more.
Do you disagree with me that the standard of Scottish football's got better?
I think so, mate, aye.
You disagree?
And the reason I say that is, I don't think now you fear going away to places.
Right, but Hibs used to like Fletch and...
Brown and Gary O'Connor and all that, then you look at Hearts, is it what I named? Tynecastle, Pittodrie, Dundee United...
Motherwell, Craigan.
Craigan, Motherwell was horrible to go to. They places are horrible to go to. Craigan actually we're waiting for the team bus, weren't he? The way team bus coming in.
We do.
Aye, you'd wait for them to come in. But anyway,
what, so you're getting it, you're mugging it.
Aye.
We do, right?
Aye, Simon. But what I'm saying is you fear going to the places. Now, I don't know if you could name your team in the SPL, but
I agree with you in terms of the players, but I think the coaches are better. Managers, I think they've got more of a game plan going to places.
But do you could you
I know what you're saying though, but
Andy, would you in terms of individuals going to it, do you think now you go that's a place they feared going to?
I feel staying away, that see some of the better teams in the Championship, the better players, I think you could swap them in and out of some of the Premier League teams and you wouldn't really know it was too much of a difference.
Mm-hmm. I think what you're saying though is that I think a lot of that is due to Ney fans though. See that, you've not even just football, you see a sport across the board now that home records aren't really count for anything now. So I think maybe there's no fear factor going to places without the fans, but I personally think the standard has actually got better. I've watched umpteen games this year, when it's Rangers, Celtic, who they're playing, or whatever teams, and I do feel as if the standard's better. Like Si just said, I feel as if teams have got better identity. You know how these teams want to play, how they set up. There used to be a lot of times where I used to say that you'd watch... Who was playing? You'd watch Motherwell against Accies, right? And then you'd know you're playing Accies the next week. So you'd watch Accies and say, right, this is how they go play. And then they play Rangers and Celtic, that's not how they play. I actually feel they're doing it now. I actually feel they're taking how they play into these games. Hamilton, they did the exact same against Rangers last week. That's why I do think it's
like
better.
You would say, a Jim Jeffries team plays like this, or a Yogi Hughes team plays like this, but they actually don't play like that because they change their systems every week to suit the team that they're to play against the team they're playing. So you're right, probably, Simon, in terms of the managers, they got a wee bit made about them.
Yeah.
And that's probably maybe the quality in terms of individuals, maybe a wee bit different, but in terms of managers setting the teams up to play against different formations, systems, week in, week out, that's probably changed. Whereas when I played with Hearts, we were just a fucking 4-3-3 every week regardless.
Go and play,
if I wasn't playing,
it wasn't a day this or we did that, we'll do this to Cahill.
If we do this, this is what happens. So that's a good point. But again, who are we to talk about Scottish football? Because if I asked you to name six players out of Motherwell, or I asked you to name six players out of
Scotland,
I can name them.
Bridges, I could name them. I fucking
no, listen,
name.
20.
I hope you don't think I'm trying to disrespect Scottish football. No way.
You can do whatever you like, Paul.
No, not at all. Listen, I've got massive
huge respect.
Huge respect for that, and there's no criticism whatsoever. I'm just saying, I know it's in everybody. I know you've got something inside you that's burning. You need to release that. And I'm saying to the players out there, go and do it.
Do you know what I want? When's the last time, right, you've seen a player doing a step over in Scotland?
Probably every week.
There.
Hi. Ryan Kent does about 65.
No, I'm saying outside of that sort of Celtic Rangers players. I want to see more guys express themselves, eh? I know what you mean. Even Livingston, when we were younger, mate, Snoddy, Dorns, they would be trying stuff, and that's why they got their moves. Do you know what I mean? I want to see more guys express themselves.
I don't know. The only thing what I'm saying, there's individuals, that you don't get the individuals now, but whether, I don't know if the money back them is much more. I don't know. If Hearts and Aberdeen had much more money than they have now, so they could maybe.
But it's maybe because these teams are much more tactical now, it takes away that individual.
Do you think they are, though?
Tactical teams, yeah, I think.
I think so, a lot more tactically, do.
Guys like Jim Goodwin and that, I think, are good tactically. Callum Davidson, good tactically. Mickey, mate. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine.
No, good on him. I feel a bit out of the place because of that conversation we had there.
I feel bad.
Take people turn on me.
Just take it back.
No. I stick by myself, what I believe in.
He's a wee song. He looks like a boy band, actually, doesn't he? End-ups or something.
It's like Westlife when they
Westlife, hit, and I swear it all over again, and I never want to see.
You got my fucking money.
Why do you always go to this acting fucking
thing?
Yeah, that can
go. Fucking money, boy.
He's practicing for Jack Grimshaw, aren't he? Is that his name?
He's trying to look like Jack Fincham.
No chance.
That's how he dresses with the cap, with the shirt and the hoodie.
So
We've got to the bottom of it. She's fashionable for Fincham.
You're different today.
Dormo.
You are.
He's done tough as old boots.
He's trying to look like Jack Fincham. He's got it all wrong, man. Jack Fincham's got big night white teeth.
Just forget him,
Lorna,
mate. You're better than
him.
Thanks,
Andrew. Here's another wee bit of that accent. I do enjoy that.
You got my fucking money, boy. You know what I'm going to fucking do, you boy.
Needs money and a shite.
Needs money and a shite.
Sorry, guys, literally.
As he said, he shows that.
Remember that? Mate, I say to me, Jack, if you're still game, I'm naughty. Mate, internalise me, I'm naughty. Rubbish.
Oh, amazing. Right.
I'm on my way to misery and happiness again. I can't wait when the boogie bus can do it to London all singing that. Yes!
Is that Climbers, is that?
Aye, brilliant, boys. Good. Can't wait for the Euros, can you?
Look forward to it.
The boogie bus is going to be unbelievable, mate. Take it out, Wembley.
Oof, what are you going to do with people down there?
Mate, Scotland will beat England 100%.
Is that your prediction?
Aye, 100%.
Due to what?
Just that belief.
That passion.
Scottish blood.
You've just said Scotland are fucking hopeless, but now you're saying we're going to beat England.
National team, aren't
it? Alright, okay.
None of them.
Who's the team will be?
Nicky Devlin right back.
Should AstroTurf Wembley, shouldn't it?
Aye.
And just play Livy. Play the Livy team, get a draw.
They should bring Martindale in, shouldn't they?
I'd love Martindale to go down, mate.
Oh, just done that Gareth Southgate. Gareth Southgate, shaky swan at start the game, mate.
That'd be unreal, man. Do you hear his interview after the game?
Oh, he's
coming out to that in a minute. But he's brilliant, isn't he?
Shanklin was just decent at the weekend.
He just talked about Shanklin, didn't he?
Shanklin was decent, but he fucking terrorised us. That was basically different. Just decent. He was only decent, right? But he terrorised Livy.
Brilliant. Right, we're going to talk about Motherwell Accies first. Accies, what a team. Did you expect that? Well done, Accies.
Did we expect it? Of course we did.
Did you expect it?
Yeah, Accies, mate.
Motherwell, eh?
It's that time of year.
I love Accies now. That's my team.
Is that your new team?
Hate Ross County, I love Accies now. Chipper's the man.
No, I don't know about that.
Chipper's the man. Chipper's been through fricking Finn with us.
Chipper's going to relegate his big mate Yogi.
Jank. But mate, Kelly could be in there.
Aye, definitely. Aye. But mate, did you watch? Aggies, how many fucking crosses did Aggies put into the box?
Mate, the standard of goals.
Mate, they had one of the goals they crossed in and they had five players in the box to one of three defenders or something.
Fullback, yeah.
It was unbelievable.
The boy, Moyo's goal. What a finish, man. Aye. Great finish.
Chris.
See the big boy up front, Chris, the striker, what's his name?
Chris Miles.
The one that got the goal that looked like a good goal, but once you slowed down.
It's a tackle.
It's a good move.
It was a Firmino goal, wasn't it? It was a tackle.
If the boy hadn't tackled, if the boy hadn't tackled, where was his shot going?
God knows.
What was he even swinging that far away for?
Only the Chipper credit, mate. He's found that 3-5-2 formation. What a legend. Working a treat. Anderson and Ockenport.
Mate, the young boy Callaghan was brilliant.
He was good again, wasn't he?
I've heard that Chipper's an unbelievable coach.
I've no doubt, mate. He worked under Brian Clough and that, didn't he?
Did he, aye?
The Forest.
I mean, good on him. And I seen him at the game yesterday, scouting and all. Did you see him?
See the jacket you had on?
Hiding, wasn't he? Disguised. Chipper in disguise. No, listen, I'm really happy with him. He's been brilliant.
Your jacket?
Well, I put my G code for the ending.
Yeah, but here's one for you. I want you to say, well, can Callaghan, the young boy, break into the Scotland squad?
Aye. How proud must Hamilton be they brought him through the system? Do you know what I mean?
Another one through the system.
Another boy, and my God, another goal.
Does he look that young, though?
He's one of the boys, isn't he? He's all grew up looking older than what he is. So, good on him.
Wee Bruce Anderson, Kev.
Aye.
Never done. Every time I've seen him play at Aberdeen, he played up front on his own, but he looks very handy in it, too.
I think the fact is just like the manager's probably gave him a wee bit of confidence, saying you're playing every week, you go and get the goals, and I think he's just went and like totally adapted to it. And fair play him, because when you leave a club like Aberdeen and you go to, like, no saying Hampton that is a drop, but it is in terms of the two clubs and things, but he's just went there, and if he keeps continuing that, he'll work his way back up the way, you know what I mean? And I think it's just credit to him, because some people can leave Aberdeen and take the hump with things that, oh, I'm away to Hampton Accies, and that's just, but no, fair play to him. He started scoring goals.
He's mental, though, how they do it every year.
I know, it's so crazy.
What is that, don't they?
Fair play to them, man, because it's tough being down there.
Can I ask you?
It doesn't bother him, doesn't it?
No, that's where they thrive at, that, mate. That's why they do it. That's why they do it. They're sick bastards,
aren't they? They're so sick. 11 sickles on that pitch. Here, do you think that... No, I'm trying to go, Simon.
Then you go, sorry.
Do you think, right, and it might sound a stupid question, and I know my answer, would you rather finish in a relegation battle or finish mid-table? I would rather a relegation battle as a player. It'd be so exciting each game. That might be Ryan.
Table for me, mate.
Would you?
See, just on Hamlin, my word, I forgot we're talking about hardest players. Darren McKinnon would be in there.
Aye, mate.
He's up right up there. He's nuts. I used to take my dinner money. No, he would bully me for 90 minutes and take my dinner money off his game, mate.
Did he play junior football till he died quite late as well?
Yeah, I
love junior football, mate. How good's it?
Me and my dad used to go to Mid-Hill Juniors every week to see Wee Dingy play
up front. It's a brilliant watch, man.
It was a wee striker up front, he pure nippy, mate, brilliant.
You always had that one playing the juniors that was brilliant. We used to go to Lochie United when I was younger as well.
I used to go to the Bens with my granda quite a lot.
What's the Bens?
Benburb.
That's beside that, isn't
it? But he used to support the Bens, so we used to go quite a lot.
Did the smoke bags on the side then?
But you hear every shout, didn't you? Like every shout from a fan, you hear it.
Social club after it.
Tremendous.
I loved it. Juniors is a proper football.
Do you get juniors in Sunan now?
I've never seen a junior game in my life.
Have you not?
No, you're missing it. A junior game?
There's no junior teams in Sunan. There wasn't any junior, so the nearest junior team would be like possibly Auchinleck Halbert, would that be right?
Yeah, they're massive, aren't they?
See, a lot of the junior teams will be every bit as good as some 100%
teams.
Third division, second round teams, aye. Come on, all's got a junior team. But
I don't know.
Mate.
I've not seen enough, but...
Some good players in there.
Aye, some very good players.
No, I don't doubt that, but...
And they're tough, isn't they? They're tough, aren't they?
Tough little boots. I've never seen a jacket in a face match.
By the way...
Old leather... I'm kidding, mate. You're not a style icon now, aren't you?
Aye, yeah.
It's the shoes. Yeah. I don't want you showing the fans the shoes.
Wait till you see my outfit next week. West them, that's what I'm going to say.
Listen, but the thing is, I know you've had this media pressure for
look how good he looks right now.
For years. I just hope you keep handling it well. Do you know what I mean?
Why don't you dress a big man one week as well?
He's a ticking time bomb, isn't he?
What do you think is going through his head right now?
I don't know. I could never guess.
He's thinking, how's he getting back to his flat? Because I'm not giving him a lift.
Do you walk about Anderson like that?
Aye. All the time. Be yourself, Simon, in this life.
That's what I say, to boys, express yourself, mate.
Express
Look
yourself.
Look where it gets you.
Exactly.
The top, isn't it?
Aye. Brilliant.
Dundee United, Mickey Mellon turned it around. Great performance. 3-0. Home to Livy Shankland on fire.
What a player.
Wasn't he? They were struggling for. Was it 8 games without a win, then back to back wins?
Even his general playing that, mate. I think he's good.
I thought was it Hearts?
Hearts looked good
when he came on.
Great ball for the first goal.
Back, American boy.
No, yeah. That's
left back's Robson. Left.
I thought no, that was the boy Apparate. Did he not play left back in Hearts?
No, he's a Hearts is centre midfielder.
Hearts is centre midfielder.
He played the ball from the left. That made me think he was left. Aye, great ball.
But Shankland started to come into form, which, to be honest, I'm a big fan of him, but I think he needs it because I think the Scotland squad's going to be. Because obviously they need to cut three players for the last squad, didn't they? And I think you look at the last squad, I think they had six strikers.
Yeah.
So you're looking at there's going to be at least one striker going to get cut, and I think with his form at the start of the season compared to now, because he's back to his goal scoring best. He's scored goals everywhere he's went.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he's touching it.
I like him as well.
But fair play to Mickey Mellon, he was playing Nicky Clark and Mark McNulty and Shanklin. It didn't work. He's dropped day two, and Shanklin's getting the best out of Shanklin.
Focal point, isn't he?
That's it, focal point. And he asked you about Mickey Mellon. He wears, I always wonder what managers use having this black trackies, black trainers, and white socks.
That's a no-no, isn't it?
Black socks,
aye.
Got
to
be.
So, Mickey. It's a fashion.
I see white socks with jeans and off. For me, it's a no-no.
I would never do that either.
Nah, big no-no.
Even with white trainers, I wouldn't wear white socks with jeans.
Nah. Would you know?
Nah.
With white trainers? Aye, with white trainers.
Nah, no.
What socks would you wear then? With white trainers?
Like navy socks with navy jeans or denim jeans, aye.
I'm the same. Aye.
But see, to be honest, you're the style icon, so maybe
he's got black socks on, good man, Kev.
Right, my boy wears, like, he would wear grey trackies, white socks, and black trainers.
No.
And I'm like, Max, your fucking cat's diet, son, what's wrong with you?
Sorry.
I've always thought that was an English thing, the white socks thing, no?
Aye, maybe it is, he's English.
Keeping it in the Scottish game, for Fincham.
Aye.
I don't like that side.
Finchie,
is that office? Will Livingston be worried with this form going into the cup final? Nah.
Mate, let's be honest, right? I think everyone's like, see if Livy lost two games in a row at the start of the season, you'd think, they'll bounce back in that. The only reason we're saying that is because they went 14 games or whatever it was unbeaten. Yeah, so the run they were on was unbelievable and they lost a couple of games, but I think they'll be all right. I think it's going to be a good cup final. I'm actually looking forward to it. Because it's hard to predict. I think right now people are going to fancy St Johnstone.
I honestly don't see anything other than a St Johnstone man.
Oh, really?
I honestly think they've got
a better team, Ken?
I just think St Johnstone, Callum Davidson, I genuinely think they're decent.
Yeah, they're decent, St Johnstone.
I think they're decent, and I just think with Livy, it's been a momentum thing. And then the change of the manager, and he's got that, he's got a wee kick out of them, and now they've only lost two games. What's your last 16 games? 14 wins, 2 losses.
14 unbeaten it was.
I'm sure 14 team in Glasgow, they would love that record. Do you know what I mean? So,
how many games to the final?
I don't know, mate. Who's your player of the week?
No, but I need to ask. Tell me the boy for Livy is no missing the final because that red card. He's not, is he?
I don't know how that works.
I wouldn't.
Oh, they two red cards are shocking. What I mean, dearie me. How many
even after the film, he was walking back to the box. Did you see his face?
I couldn't believe that he was going to his top pocket, though, could you?
No, I just said.
I thought he was going to do that to him.
I said.
Right, player of the week, we're going to do this now. Player of the week every week.
Player of the week?
Who's your player of the week in FPL? Wally Gibson. Okay, who's yours?
Callaghan.
Cam Callaghan, right?
I'm going to give Callaghan as well because he scored a good assist, and he scored a penalty and then he had to retake it and scored it a second time. Brilliant.
Okay, Andy, who are you going?
Willie Gibson.
And I'm going Shankland. That's us done.
That was Martindale's player of the week.
What?
That was Martindale's player of the week as well.
David. Right, brilliant. Well done.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.